Ours to Protect, in association with the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
Yes, a visit to Enniscorthy, to the allotments. We met up with Michael and Aidan and so many more people. Let's find out what happened.
We're here at the Enniscorthy Community Allotments. It's a project that it was only dreamt about, I suppose, in February 2020. Mm. And so it came to fruition then through a good bit of work with myself and Aidan initially. And we opened up our gates here last April to the community of Enniscorthy. So it's been a tremendous success.
Yeah.
You know, and that's down to not just having the resource here present, but it's down to the people of Enniscorthy getting behind the project. So on my left here I have Aidan Brown, just recently Cathaoirleach of Enniscorthy, you know, so I might get a bit more work out of him going forward. But so Aidan was obviously the local councillor at the time, and I got talking to Aidan then, you know. We have Annette Morn, and you know Annette?
I do indeed.
Yeah, and her sister Nessa.
Annette, hi Nessa.
Yeah, and Mark Cook.
Well, I'll just talk to Councillor Brown for starters. Your involvement in this then, Aidan, because was this one of the initiatives you took on as a councillor, or is it far more than that?
It's far more than that. It's something I would have done with my father growing up out in Scar Welsh, growing vegetables and all. And then Mick rang me one Saturday, floated the idea. I was on the LCDC at the time, and I knew there was funding there for a true leader. So the two of us put the head down. We picked three different plots before areas around the town first before we found this one, and I think it's been ideal up here. Then we set about getting a committee together, and we got, a fairness to Mickey, kind of handpicked a committee of people he knew would get it, like some Mark, Noreen Kyo, Shelley, Anna Davis, people with horticultural background, accountancy backgrounds, that we knew we needed to get it set up, because the leader application is it's a tireless job really, and there's a lot to it. So we got the funding here for it, but as people would know, Mick, when you don't say no to Mick, when Mick asks you to do something, you just either you just go with him. And look, it's been all his image. The rest of us just got in behind him, and we've all worked hard and put it here. And look, it's a great community. We've charity groups up here, there's Corn Market, Reachability, and Enniscorthy.
And that's your own involvement in this then, because I know you've been very actively involved in the community. What does this mean to you?
Well, I just love having our allotment, and we grow our own vegetables, and I always loved flowers. So going back to my grandfather, he used to have his own garden of vegetables, and we used to help him when doing the weeding when we were children. So then that followed on with my mother. She was always heavily involved in gardening. So like that, now we have our allotment down here, and we have onions would be my favourite. So half my allotment was onions, so I have them drying out down there at the moment.
Right, okay.
So, yeah, but I love flowers and gardening and the whole lot. And
now what's the sort of kick you get, the thrill you get when you see your own produce actually, you know, ripening and coming to fruition?
Well, it's actually amazing to sow a little tiny seed, and then you have something at the end. So you have a lovely broccoli or cauliflower or whatever you're after sowing, but from a little tiny seed, and then you have the most amazing vegetable or flower. It's just, I love it. I love spending, I have my own polytunnel at home, so I spend hours out in the polytunnel sowing seeds and then transplanting everything. I love it. Everybody that's involved has great community spirit, and everybody loves their own allotment, and everybody respects everybody else up here. And there are rules and regulations to our allotment. But
what are the rules?
Well, you can't go in on somebody else's allotment without permission.
Right.
Okay. So you can't pick anybody.
Heaven help anyone who touches your onions.
Well, that's just it. And so we have other bits and pieces coming on board now shortly. And what I'm really looking forward to is the geodome that we're getting.
What's this? Tell me more.
It's like a round dome greenhouse, and we're going to be using it, please God, in the autumn time for training. And through our allotments here, most of us here are involved in the QQI horticultural course. So I've been learning lots through that, and we've done a vegetable course, vegetable growing, and we've been doing fruit growing. So it comes September now, we're starting our next course in horticulture. Like, lots of families come, like they have their children, and we have my son and daughter come up now and again, and I try to encourage him to come up a little bit more. And Nessa has her grandchildren, so she has two new twin baby girl grandchildren.
Oh, congratulations,
yeah. Only 5 months, so we can't wait till they're a little bit older. But she has a 5-year-old boy, and he has autism. So we're getting a new sensory area here. So we're really looking forward to when that's done, then we'll be able to bring him over more.
Mark, before I go for a little ramble, and making just see some of the allotments here, your own involvement in it. Are you growing onions as well?
I am growing onions as well.
So there could be a battle of the onions here.
I don't know. I think Annette has that one sorted up fairly well, so we'll be fine. I suppose I came on board. I was originally growing online or growing at home, and I have a bit of an online platform. And I reached out to Mick when I saw that the allotments was starting out. And, you know, like a lot of the community that I would have been experiencing online, I wasn't necessarily getting in person, so I wanted to come on board that way and kind of give, I suppose, what little knowledge that I had back to whoever else, and then learn and take up other knowledge from other people here, because there's lots of different experiences. So there's people with little to no knowledge that come on board, and there's people that have been growing years and years as well.
So somebody who comes here with the dream of having their own little allotment but hasn't a clue what to do, you help them, you encourage them?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, kind of like Annette was saying, you know, it's very community based. You know, everyone is giving advice to everyone. Like, we swap, you'll see people swapping between plots. So they might have a tray of broccoli that they've sown, and they'll only use half of it, so they'll give half of it to their allotment neighbour, and stuff like that, you know. So, and even like Annette would have mentioned, the children and stuff coming up, so like Emer McCauley, and more recently then Anne Marie would have set up the Little Buds, and that would have been the group where all the children come up, and they have their own allotment, so it's great for them as well. And they come up and they grow their own pumpkins, and at Halloween they get their carve their own That's pumpkins brilliant. And stuff like that. So it's really nice. It's, as Mick said, it's really holistic, and there's lots of different things here. And you see people giving a lot back to the site as well. So you'll see people putting up like little bug hotels, giving
bug hotels.
What are they? These are quite topical at the moment. Yeah, I was you have to be a bug to stay in the hotel, so I don't get to so they're just spaces for it, to encourage insects to come and nest, and to kind of so they'll nest in the hotel, and then they'll come out and they'll be kind of eating aphids or whatever else like that on the allotment.
You just want to take a little ramble then, Mick, before I leave here, just to what have you got there? You got
just
a chart?
It's just a design by Philip Brennan. What I asked was that I put it out to Kildalton to actually come up with a design. So it was a real life project for the students in Kildalton in their final year, and this was the winning design. So we're going with that, and Bora Landscapes are going to be starting work on it very, very soon. CAN is the Cottage Autism Network, and Pauline Devereaux is the treasurer there, and they're really, really engaged. And
what's going on here?
It's absolutely great. They have some curly kale here, they have broccoli, they have potatoes, they have peas, they have celery. And as part of their project, they get involved down at the market on a Saturday.
Yeah.
They actually bring their produce down with the kids, and they sell it down at the market. This is another site for the allotments over here. Alan, just give me a second now.
The Hope Cancer Support Centre, Wexford Mental Health Association.
Mental Health, we have RIDS as well, which is an intellectual disability. Yeah. We have KITE, which are a teenage autistic group. We have Corn Market, and we have
when
social prescribing.
So are people associated with these all working in these ones?
These are working in these particular raised beds, from nine different community groups. And it's absolutely terrific to see social prescribing. The first day we opened here for social prescribing, during the pandemic, a woman arrived here that day, and she hadn't been outside the door for 3 years.
Wow.
And this was the first morning she had been out, and it was absolutely amazing.
So say somebody from the Hope Cancer Support Service, somebody using the services, come up here as part of their therapy?
That's right, there are a number of them there.
Okay. And this, you want to show me this polytunnel?
Yeah, the polytunnel is a communal polytunnel. So, again, we have 60 plots in here. They're small little areas, but it's a bit like the Amazon at the moment here, with different plants.
Tomatoes.
But you can see the tomatoes, the cucumbers, the courgettes, the peppers. They're all in full swing here at the moment. And it's a great, fantastic resource for the people of Enniscorthy, you know, to be able to come in here communally and work here in this space, you know.
Thanks for inviting me up, Mick.
Yeah, you're very welcome, Alan. Thanks very much.
I have a funny feeling Mick will be inviting me back up again. Thanks to Michael Devericks, the chairperson there of that very special visit to those allotments at Enniscorthy, and good luck to all involved. I know there's a waiting list for people to get in, but you never know. They're so innovative there. Maybe they'll create more space so that you get your opportunity. Really enjoy that. And our thanks to all the team there for making me so welcome.